Hi, I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, a naturopathic family physician. I'm here today with health tips for kids about vegetables. When I think about vegetables, I think of Thomas Jefferson, the man who was the third president of the United States, an author and signer of the Declaration of Independence, and the founder of the University of Virginia. Thomas Jefferson commissioned Lewis and Clark to explore the West, including our state, Montana. He was very smart and creative. He invented lots of useful little gadgets and was passionate about architecture. That very same Thomas Jefferson was also passionate about, guess what? Vegetables. At his home called Monticello, Thomas Jefferson had a vegetable garden that was 1,000 feet long. He grew over 70 species of vegetables and did experiments with his plants. When he was president, parsley was at the very top of his grocery list. He planted a thimbleful of lettuce seeds every week so that he and his household would always have salad. Thomas Jefferson called olives the richest gift of heaven, and he thought tomatoes kept his blood pure during the heat of August. When Thomas Jefferson was 76 years old, he wrote, "I have lived temperately, eating little animal food, and that only as a condiment for the vegetables which constitute my principal diet." At dinner, at least half of Thomas Jefferson's plate was covered with vegetables. So what is it about vegetables that makes them so special that your parents and your doctor are always telling you to eat them, that Thomas Jefferson loved them so much? Well, vegetables are little powerhouses of nutrition. They're packed with vitamins and minerals, things kids need in order to grow and be healthy. For example, a half a cup of broccoli has 229 milligrams of potassium and 31 milligrams of calcium. Three chocolate chip cookies have only 28 milligrams of potassium and only the teensiest bit of calcium. A thimble full of parsley has 5 milligrams of vitamin C. A thimble full of sugar has 0 vitamin C. You get the point, right? Vegetables are packed with nutrition, so if you want to be a kid who has the energy to run and jump and play, if you want your skin to glow and your weight to be healthy, if you want your brain to be tip-top whenever you do homework or take a test or play a game, you've just got to have good nutrition. You've got to eat vegetables. I know that lots of kids, and some adults, think vegetables are pretty darn boring. But that's not true. Think of Thomas Jefferson and be an inventor. Come up with fun ways to make vegetables delicious. Explore new veggies at the market. Ask your parents to get butter and lemon to put on your vegetables while they're still hot. Cook zucchini and asparagus, onions and potatoes on your grill, right next to the hamburgers and hot dogs. Throw some olives or chopped nuts on top of your veggies, or experiment with different sauces or oils. Sesame oil, olive oil, a little Parmesan cheese, or soy sauce can really liven up a plain old vegetable. Figuring out how many vegetables kids should eat is pretty easy. Make sure they take up half your dinner plate or measure your portions. Kids up to age 2 should have at least 1 cup of veggies per day. Kids between 2 and 8 should have 2 cups a day. And kids that are older than 8 should have 3 to 4 cups of vegetables every day. Thomas Jefferson believed that vegetables contributed to his long and healthy life. Why not follow in his footsteps so you too can be happy and healthy for as long as you live? I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, and I'm wishing you well.